Well, that thing's clearly in the way.
All right.
Aha!
Hey, Joey. How you doing?
Great. Roomie?
Yeah, I guess we are roommates now.
Yeah. Well, now that you bring it up, our fridge is broken. We have to get a new one. I checked around, and your half is $400. Thanks a lot.
I'm not paying for half of that. I'm only staying here until my apartment gets fixed.
Look, Rich, my parents bought this fridge just after I was born, okay? Now, I have never had a problem with it. Then you show up and it breaks. What does that tell you?
That refrigerators don't live as long as people?
Right, now, you know that the ATM only lets you take out 300 at a time, so I'll take a check for the other 100.
You're joking, right?
Of course I'm joking. I don't take checks.
Thank God you're pretty.
Hey.
Hey.
Hi. Hey. Hey, do you guys know any cute guys?
Well, of course I do. My good friend Joey over here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you, Chandler.
Anyway, there's this big charity ball this weekend, and Ralph Lauren bought a table, so I kind of have to go.
What's the charity?
I don't know. Something, either trees or disease. Ralph mumbles a lot.
Does Ralph mumble when you're not paying attention?
Yeah, it's weird. But the thing is, I need to find a date.
Well, what kind of guy are you looking for?
Well, someone that has his own tux, or the ability to rent a tux.
So he has to be a male who has at least $50.
Ooh, so close.
Hey, everybody.
Hey. Hi there.
Hey, this is Elizabeth.
Oh, hi. Hi, Elizabeth.
I'm the student.
Isn't she cute?
Nope.
You know, this is probably none of my business, but weren't you guys supposed to not be seen in public together?
Oh, we're not together.
Oh, no, no, no. We're just two people who happen to have run into each other here at the coffee house.
Oh, sly.
Well, I really wanted to meet you guys, but I have to run. Yeah. I'll see you later.
Okay. Okay.
Bye, Ross.
Bye.
Oh. Oops. Oh, didn't mean to run into you like that, sir.
Oh, that is quite all right, ma'am.
So why is she leaving? Is it a school night and she has a lot of homework to do?
Yes, her molecular epidemiology paper is due tomorrow.
I'll tell her good luck with that.
Anyone else? Huh? Bring them on.
Oh, when's her birthday?
I don't know, Rachel. Why?
Well, you know, it's just been so long since I've been to Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, I like Elizabeth.
Well, thanks.
Yeah. In fact, I like her so much that you tell her I want my cookies early this year. You know, a box of Thin Mints and some tagalongs.
Hey, come on, you guys. Give him a break. Ross, seriously, how's it going with it?
Well, it's actually been great. She's 20, so she's not looking for anything too serious, which is perfect for me right now.
Well, that is great. And seriously, she seems very nice.
Thanks. I know you guys like to give me a hard time and all, but it really means a lot to me that you like her. Just knowing that you guys are like...
Okay, I got a good one. Okay, what is she? Like 12?
Chandler, do you think we talk about our relationship enough?
Yeah. Do we have any fruit roll-ups?
Hey. Okay. I just thought of the perfect guy for Rachel to take to her thing.
Oh. Oh, that's so funny because we found someone too.
Oh, that's good. I guess she'll have a choice between my guy and your weirdo.
Why would our guy be a weirdo?
Because that's just your taste.
Rachel's not going to pick your stupid guy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
My guy is a lawyer who does volunteer work. And he has one of these.
A face ass?
A chin dimple.
Well, you know, our guy works with Chandler, and he's really nice and smart, and he's a great dresser.
Have you seen your guy's body?
No, our guy is just a floating head.
Well, my guy is spectacular, okay? He's a massage client. And one time, when he was on the table, I looked at it. And I mean all of it.
You're not supposed to look.
Oh, yeah, like they're police for that.
But you look, you massage me.
I know.
All right, fine. Your guy may have a great body, but our guy is really funny.
Oh, Chandler funny?
Our guy's a great dancer.
My guy's well-read.
Our guy has great hair.
My guy has great teeth.
Our guy smells incredible.
Do you want our guy to be your guy?
Hey.
Well, you don't look good, Joe.
The fridge broke, so I had to eat everything. Cold cuts, ice cream, limes. Hey, what was in that brown jar?
That's still in there?
Not anymore. So, anyway, how do you want to pay me?
Is this a service you're providing me?
No, for my new fridge, for our new fridge.
Our new fridge? I don't live here anymore.
So what? Look, okay. Suppose we were a divorced couple, and I got custody of the kid, right? Now suppose the kid dies, and I got to buy a new kid.
Okay.
Give me $400.
Thank God you're pretty.
Professor Geller?
Oh, a student I don't know.
I was wondering if I could talk to you for a moment.
Yes, of course. What would this be regarding?
Making out in your office.
of course. Why don't we go inside? Oh.
What?
Doorknob.
Oh. I actually do need to talk to you.
Oh, okay. What about?
Spring vacation?
Spring vacation?
Yeah, we have time off, and a lot of people are going on trips, and...
Hey, Professor Geller.
Yes, Professor Friesen-Stinlander. I'll be with you in one moment. So, I will take one box of the Thin Mints. Don't understand. Elizabeth was about to ask me to go on a trip with her. Is that taking it slow? I'm not ready for this, okay? Well, what do I tell her?
Just tell her the truth. Tell her you're not ready.
I can do that. Well, what if she gets upset?
And you distract her with a Barbie doll.
Or you could just, you know...
What the hell are you doing?
What the hell am I doing? He just broke my fridge!
What? How do you know it's even broken?
Oh, you think I don't know what breaks my fridge? Excuse me. Well, what do you know?
Broken.
That'll be $400.
Joey, I saw you push him.
You pushed them.
Joey, I did not break this, okay? That has been broken for a while.
Hey, Chandler, remember I told you about our fridge?
Uh-huh.
I still haven't gotten the check for your half yet.
Do not give him any money.
I'm not talking to you. You broke my fridge.
You wanted to see me, Professor Geller?
Yes, please come in. Oh. Ooh.
Doorknob?
Yeah, it kind of grows on you. Actually, I wanted to finish talking to you about spring vacation.
Oh, good.
Look, I... Look, I'm having a great time with you, and I just don't want us to move too fast or put too much pressure on us. So, I'm sorry, I just don't think we should go away together yet. It's too soon.
Ross, I think you misunderstood what I was saying. I just wanted to tell you that I'm going to Florida for a couple weeks.
No. I think you misunderstood what I was saying. What I meant was...
You are so adorable.
That. Let's talk about that.